steal. Snort drugs, smoke drugs. I used to do it all. There wasn't a sin that I didn't try. But I've decided to give my life to Christ. And the devil's been after me ever since. Now let me tell you about how the devil works. See, the devil, working for the devil is like working for the mafia. And the mafia is just terrible. Now when you are in the mafia, you decide you don't want to be in the mafia anymore. You go to the police and you tell the police, look, I feel bad for everything that I've done and that I'm doing. And I want to expose to you what's going on with the mafia. And I want to turn state's evidence. And the police in turn will put you into a thing they call the witness protection program. Now while you are in the witness protection program, you must abide by certain rules and follow certain rules that they have set forth. Which is, you can't step outside that witness protection program because it could be detrimental to your life. Now, when you turn state's evidence on the mafia, they're continually looking for you to try to get to you. But as long as you're in that program, they can't touch you. But they will try to get the things around you. Be your family, people at your job, or things around you. Now, if you also are trying to decide on if you're going back or forth, maybe you are going to tell, maybe you're not going to tell, maybe you are going to tell, you will now have become a liability to the mafia. And they're going to kill you before you can tell. Now, I'm going to liken this to how Jesus Christ works. When you decide to turn state's evidence on the devil, God says, come on into my witness protection program. But you must abide by some of the rules that God has set forth for us. Which means you have to leave alone some of the things that was in your past. Sometimes it is family, friends, and other things that you used to do. Now the devil will be looking for you. But as long as you stay in that witness protection program, you're safe. And if the devil can't get to you, he's going to try to get to your family and your friends and people at your job. But if you stay in a witness protection program, you'll be safe. Now, on the other hand, if you're thinking about becoming a Christian, giving your life to God, and you're going back and forth saying, I might and I might not. Well, I go to church this day and get saved, but when I get home, I start drinking. Or I'm going to go to church next week, get the Holy Ghost, then I'm going to go home and start smoking. You will become a liability to the devil. Now, the devil is going to kill you before you can go ahead and turn state's evidence on you. So why don't you come on in?